Hello, my friend, and welcome to Your Professional Hype Girl. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am so excited to be chatting with you today. It has been a minute, but I'm very excited to be here with you because there's something that I was just kind of pondering earlier when I was getting dinner ready tonight. And I told you, when these things pop up, this is the stuff that I want to share. And so we're going to talk about how your story can truly impact other people in such a phenomenal way. And the fact that even if you've seen people with a very similar story, why yours can be just as powerful, if not more. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. So this weekend I was listening to a podcast and it was talking about how you sharing your story is really important because you tend to attract the person that you either once were or the person that you currently are. And I love that because how do we all really start to like one another, get to know one another? You know, I kind of think about times that I've been out to, you know, out of town or something like that. You know, you hear of somebody who's in the same, like from the same state as you or from the same area, or, you know, you guys do the same job or whatever. Like you find a connection point where you both have something in common and you're instantly like just a little bit more connected to that person than somebody else might be. And I love that because it totally transfers into what I'm talking about today. And that's you really connecting with the people who either you are desiring to become like, or those people finding you that have been in a similar place where you once were, that want to be where you are now. And that is so powerful. And so that's why it is so crucial to get your story out there, right? So for example, I am somebody who has lost over 100 pounds, which is crazy to think about. But I've attracted a lot of people on my journey because I've shared this story. I've attracted a lot of people who either have also lost 100 pounds, people are who are in the process of losing 100 pounds, or people that desire to lose 100 pounds or more on their journey, right? I've also attracted a lot of people who, you know, have other similar interests as me, like my dad jokes and my memes and stuff like that. And people who are entrepreneurs who are looking to just continue to get next level, because that's what I share about. And so I don't ever want you to get frustrated or feel like you're sharing your story too much, because when you share that story, you are connecting with those people that are meant to find you, that are meant to be a part of your world. And so I think a little challenge I can give you is at some point this week, if you are somebody who is getting, you know, out there in the social media land and you really want to find others that you connect with, go ahead and put a post up or put a reel up and share a piece of your story, right? I talk to people quite often who are like, yeah, that's great, Melissa. I would love to share my story, but you don't understand my past. And I'm like, okay, listen, I understand there are parts of your life that you may not want to completely share, and that's 100% okay. Share a piece of your journey, whatever that might be. It doesn't have to be the parts that you don't want to share, right? You are totally allowed to share what it is that's on your heart to share, and keep things that you don't want to share to yourself, you know? Because I think once you start to do that, and maybe you are somebody who's trying to grow your social media or really connect with people in your audience, then you are going to be amazed at the people that you start to find, because it's going to be people that were maybe those people who are at the level that you were once at, maybe 6 months ago, maybe 2 months ago, maybe a year, 5 years ago, depending on how far in depth you share in your story. And so I just think that's super cool because you can then help guide those people because you are simply a few steps ahead of them. And so don't ever think that just because you're not where you want to be, that you can't help impact somebody, because there are people out there that are looking to you as their source of inspiration because you're simply a few steps ahead of them, right? I can't really share like monetary amounts that I've made due to the company that I'm a part of. But I will tell you that one of my goals in income is $50,000 a month, which sounds crazy coming from somebody who literally lived on food stamps and WIC and government insurance and all that stuff. But I hired a coach whose kind of standard as of the past couple of years has been about $50,000 a month. And I have been fairly close to that number, but I haven't hit it yet. And so I hired somebody who's simply a few steps ahead of me financially, who's also doing things in the coaching industry that I desire to do, because I know that I have so much that I can learn and take away from that. And so you have the ability to do that as well. Now, one thing that I do want to mention too that I think is really important is you might see people online and hear their story and think, okay, they have a very similar story to me. Why the heck should I share mine? Like, this person's killing it. I love what they're doing. I could never do it like that. And that is exactly the reason why you need to share your story, because nobody else can share your story, because it's truly your story. It's your perspective. It's in your verbiage, right? I am not somebody who has the perfect thing to say every time I open my mouth, okay? The words do not naturally flow eloquently out of my mouth. However, I know there are women out there who need to hear me speak on this platform, on my social media, because they need to know that if some chick from southeastern Wisconsin can get on a podcast and currently have over 15,000 downloads and followers and stuff like that, then that gives them that hope that they can do it too, right? When you open yourself up, share your story, and do it in a way that's authentic to you, you are giving other people that permission to do that as well. And I think that's just truly powerful. Like, how good would it feel to hear from somebody that because you shared whatever piece of your story, that they were able to take it to their next level, whatever that looks like, whether it's you inspired them to lose weight or you inspired them to, try something they've never done before. It could be anything, right? Depending on your journey and where you're at. But I think there's just something truly remarkable about that. And that's why I love this work, is because it's so fulfilling. Like, you are literally able to transform people's lives with the power of your words. And so that can be very good. It can also be very bad depending on the person, but your intention behind everything matters. And so I know that the audience listening to this has good intentions. And if not, typically they're going to fall away, because this is a podcast with good intentions behind it as well. And so that is my challenge for you today. If you have not shared your story and you are somebody who's on social media, I challenge you to share just a sliver of your story, something that can help you share that message with somebody, because there's somebody out there who needs to know how you were before you started this path that you're on, whatever that might look like, and then that you went through the transition, that you got through, and now you're on the other side. You get to share that with somebody. You get to help inspire and give somebody else hope that it can be done, because I know there's a lot of people on social media, but sometimes it takes somebody just like them and for them to hear it and say, this can be you too, to really light that flame for them. So that's my message for today. We got a little Motivation Monday for you. I know you might not be listening to it on a Monday, but I hope this inspires you. And if you got some value from it, I'd love it if you would share this. Feel free to give it a screenshot, hey, I'd really love it if you tag me. You can tag me over on Instagram. My Instagram handle is I am Melissa Hartman. And do me a favor, write a review, will ya? If you're getting enjoyment, you're getting in value, if you're getting the value out of this podcast, do me a favor and review it whenever you get a few minutes, and I would greatly appreciate it. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.